Thank you, and good afternoon. I'm Jamie Geisler with your afternoon farm report. Starting out today, we have some national news regarding the trade war with China. A political report says the real winners of a trade war with China could be some of America's top global trade competitors. As the two countries push toward a trade deal, long-term trends could be stacked against American producers when it comes to Beijing's consumption. China will likely keep pouring resources into other countries in an attempt to diversify its sources for everything from agricultural goods to consumer goods. Brazil could bring millions of new acres into production faster with the help of Chinese investments in its roads and railways, which could be a deterrent to American growers. The South American nation has taken over the globe's number one spot as top soybean producer, supplanting the U.S. USDA estimates show that Brazil is already projected to increase soybean acres dramatically over the next 10 years. The challenge will be difficult to overcome for U.S. producers who have all but maxed out their growable acres. China is also encouraging its own soybean farmers to increase their production. While the U.S. is mainly focused on trade with China, other nations are discussing their own trade relations. The World Trade Organization says Japan, Russia, and Turkey have all warned the United States about possible trade retaliation for U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. An Agricultural.com article says those tariffs would up the total U.S. tariff bill around the world to $3.5 billion annually. The three countries recently notified the World Trade Organization of their composition claims. That follows similar moves by the European Union, India, and China. Each filing showed how much the U.S. tariffs would add to the cost of steel and aluminum exports to the United States. Russia says the Trump-imposed tariffs add up to $538 million in duties to its exports. Japan put the amount at $440 million, and Turkey added another $267 million. They all rejected the view that the U.S. tariffs are a matter of security concerns and are therefore exempt from WTO rules. Neither Japan or Russia specified how they will retaliate against U.S. exports, but Turkey listed 22 American goods it was planning to target, ranging from nuts, rice and tobacco, to cars and steel products. The U.S. government is taking steps during the trade war to advance research by investing $50 million in seed quality. The U.S. is trailing China in federal ag research and seed breeding investments. China has outspent the U.S. in those categories for the past 10 years. To help combat the low spending, House Democrats Mark Pocan of Wisconsin and Darren Soto of Florida introduced the Seeds for the Future Act earlier this year. A Farm Journal report quotes a release from the National Sustainable Ag Coalition as saying farm businesses need to overcome a host of obstacles to stay viable in today's economy. The obstacles include increasingly unpredictable weather patterns, invasive pests, and previously unseen crop diseases. The release also says the Seeds for the Future Act will increase farmers' access to these 21st century seeds by making much-needed investments in breeding programs. Funding will focus on developing seeds that help farmers combat the challenges they face in today's growing environments. The Act ensures federal investments to support farmers and researchers who are working to develop seeds that will be effective in diverse farming operations and locations. And that's all we have for national news today.